For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. Joining me is Sam White, our video producer, and Kyle Haglund, our senior audio engineer, to talk about video game industry news, including hacks and breaches. Guys, thank you both so much for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
According to a recent article in Decrypt, Call of Duty players have had their Bitcoin stolen by malware that was included in some cheat software for WoW, Overwatch, Diablo, and of course Call of Duty, as we were just talking about. It's impacted over 5 million people so far. Sam, your thoughts here, but also maybe tell us what cheat software actually is, what it does or doesn't do for your game.
So the goal of the people looking to cheat is mainly to get aimbot and wall hacks so they have perfect accuracy and they can see basically every other enemy on the screen who are other players and be able to have perfect accuracy, be like top of the leaderboards, or as we call it in the gaming world, top fragging. So the main cheating software they were using is this one called Phantom Overlay. Mm-hmm. And I went through their website and I thought it was kind of funny that in their FAQ, it said, why should I choose Phantom Overlay? Answer, performance, streaming, and security. And I think the security part is kind of funny. I was going through this TechCrunch article and it seemed like it wasn't this cheating software itself that was the issue. It was reportedly an info stealer malware campaign where the malware was designed as legitimate-looking software unknowingly installed by the victim. And I think it's kind of funny that they're referring to this cheating software as legitimate software, or legitimate-looking software. So they reported that the first person to discover it was this guy, Zebler, who is another person who develops and sells cheating software.
So Sam, kind of the idea was that this software being installed, the malware, it wouldn't really affect the game or the cheating software. That was almost like a way in. And it would kind of just swoop people's crypto wallets on Chrome or whatever browser or whatever app they had installed to manage their crypto. Is that kind of the idea?
Exactly. And it's interesting because the Call of Duty developer, Activision Blizzard, is reportedly actually working with these cheat code providers to help the affected players, which is not something you usually see. Usually when your player is cheating, usually you're just getting banned and reprimanded for that. So it's interesting that this is such a serious threat that the company's actually stepping in to help.
Well, you guys are both relatively into the competitive online gaming sphere. Kyle, I'm curious your thoughts on this because it's cheaters in a game downloading cheat software to artificially jump past everybody else in the game. And then it's almost like we're looking at the cheat software and the people using it as, I don't want to say innocent bystanders. Of course, nobody wishes anybody be hacked, even if they are using cheat software. But it's kind of a weird twist of morality, perhaps. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, you know, when I first read this, I thought, good. Like, I was very happy these cheaters were getting hacked because obviously I've played games for a long time and one of the most bothersome things on online PvP games is cheaters. But then I started looking into it a little more and I realized that some of these people actually aren't cheaters. Some of the users that were impacted are utilizing gaming software for latency improvements, VPNs and certain controlling boosting software. So it made me take a step back and realize, okay, maybe they're not all cheaters, which gave me a little more empathy towards people getting their money stolen. And then just what Sam was saying earlier with the Activision Blizzard helping them out, I thought the same thing. I was like, why would a gaming company help people that are cheating in their games? I'm like, that's so messed up. And then I looked at the numbers of who's getting affected. Like you were saying, it was somewhere over 4 million accounts were getting hacked. But it's actually 3.6 million Battle.net accounts. So that's Activision Blizzard's proprietary software that you are basically forced to sign up for if you want to play Overwatch, WoW, and Diablo. So I kind of get why they're stepping in if it's mainly affecting them because the other numbers are 561,000 Activision accounts, also Activision Blizzard, and then 117,000 Elite PvP, which I'm pretty sure is the cheating software company. And that's all from the CoinDesk article. So that made me think about things a little bit differently. I definitely feel a lot of empathy for these people. Nobody wants their money stolen. And truthfully, I don't think you deserve to have your money stolen for cheating in a game. It just doesn't, you know, it's not the same thing.
Well, we talked about Helldivers 2, Fake Joel, as he was dubbed informally in the online community. That was the hacker dropping into Helldivers. And that's a bit of a different thing, right? That was one guy or person. We don't actually know who it is. And in this case, it's in the millions of people, subsect of people who play these games, downloading cheat software. Now, I don't know. I mean, personally for me, although I'm not quite into competitive games as much as you guys, I've never downloaded any quote unquote latency enhancement, this or that, whatever, whatever thing. Because for me, it's always been about, let me just hardwire my PC. That's about as good as it's going to get. You know, what am I supposed to do otherwise? What else is there? How can you improve latency? I don't know. I'm sure that there are some legit use cases. Again, this is all speculation. None of us have used this software or any of those other softwares, at least as far as I know. But Sam, it's kind of a tough question, right? Because there's still that weird line of these are cheaters being affected. Even say it's only half of them are cheaters. Does that kind of change your opinion on the news story or your feelings towards any of this?
Yeah, I would definitely mirror Kyle's sentiments. I definitely had that initial gut reaction of like, oh, like the cheaters are getting what they deserve, but nobody deserves to lose thousands of dollars over a video game. Like, that's just kind of basically it. This is more of an unintended consequence of having a lack of cybersecurity knowledge more than anything. Like, please don't install a random program from the internet. Like, even though, like, no matter what it says or like what they say it does, you just never know like what you're really installing, especially like if it's something from Discord or just something that someone's just sending around. Just be very vigilant in your research.
It's like the download now buttons with all the arrows pointing to them. You got to know something might be up. I know on Mac, for example, no matter what you download, even if it is legit, if it's not from the Apple App Store, it will prompt you to re-enter your computer login password, which I find so fascinating. I don't believe, at least that's not on my home Windows PC. I don't believe it's on any other version of Windows, but it's just kind of a fascinating thing that even normal software for Mac requires that extra step. It is a good thing to think about just not being somewhat vigilant and not downloading software, but it's also the case of the player base. We don't know the age range of these players. And I think a lot of the Activision Blizzard games, Call of Duty, Overwatch, I think a lot of those people are 0 to 100 in terms of the age ranges.
It actually makes me think some of these people are kids playing on their parents' computers. Could you imagine like coming home and finding out that your kid has now lost thousands of dollars of this e-currency that you own? Like,
yeah,
my God.
Right, they're using the family computer, had your crypto wallet there, all of a sudden all that's swooped away for your kid experimenting with cheating software. So maybe a message to all, secure your crypto wallets as much as anything else, of course. It is currency. And be a bit careful with downloading random programs. Have a talk with your kids if you have them and they're playing games. Let them know what's going on. Kyle, Sam, as always, thank you both so much for joining.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. Joining me was Sam White, our video producer, and Kyle Haglund, our senior audio engineer. To follow more of our media, visit cybersecurityventures.com.